This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The House of Representatives approved the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, on Friday of last week. The bill, which the Senate approved 96 to nothing, has now been on to President Trump, who has already promised to sign it and has signed it. The Hagstrom Report says the measure passed the House by a voice vote, with just a few voices in opposition. Democrats in the House praised Senate Democrats and House leadership for making the changes in the bill. White House Ways and Means Ranking Member Kevin Brady says, quote, Senate Democrats, aided by House Speaker Pelosi, recklessly delayed this bill for days and used this crisis to try and advance a frivolous political agenda. That failed while the Senate found unanimous, if not perfect, ground. Mike Rogers of Alabama told the House that the bill was particularly important to rural hospitals that need to buy supplies and build infrastructure to provide medical information and advice online. Washington State Republican Dan Newhouse told his colleagues before the vote that the bill would, quote, support hardworking farmers and ranchers who provide food for the nation. Pelosi herself called for the large vote so that Americans would realize the government is there to help. In other national news here on your Tuesday, Gas Buddy reports the U.S. national average for gasoline has fallen to $1.99 a gallon. That's the first time since March 23, 2016. The national average could even dip to $1.49 by mid-April, and that's the lowest since 2004, with potentially hundreds of stations pushing their price to 99 cents per gallon for the first time since the early 2000s. Gasoline prices have continuously dropped nationwide since February 20th as the coronavirus crushed the demand for oil and lockdowns reduce driving and keep Americans at home. More than half of U.S. states are currently seeing average prices of less than $2 a gallon. In the last week, 99-cent prices have shown up at various times in Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Missouri, and could join in the days and weeks ahead. More states could join in the days and weeks ahead. An additional drop of 25 to 65 cents is possible in most states, while West Coast states, including California, could see prices drop a half dollar to a dollar a gallon over the next few weeks. And while one price goes down for fuel, prices for food stock goes up. Panic buying and hoarding supplies is pushing wholesale egg prices in the Midwest to their all-time high. The Des Moines Register says prices for other staples like milk, beef, and even ice cream have also gone higher. Joe Kearns is the president of an agricultural consulting company in Ames, Iowa, who says the Midwest isn't short on supply. It's the abnormally high demand that's causing the jump in prices. Because of the uncertainty surrounding this coronavirus outbreak, consumers in Iowa, Illinois, and all across the country are piling way more than usual amounts of groceries into their shopping carts. That unusually high demand level is driving those prices higher. Kern says it's not a surprise because as restaurant dining rooms close, more people are cooking at home. Some grocers are seeking as much as six times the normal amount for eggs, which is temporarily clearing out shelves. Processors are struggling to fill orders that they are coming in at a rapid pace. Stores in Iowa and all across the Midwest and the country say they're seeing increased prices from their suppliers as they keep working to make sure their shelves stay filled with staple products. In news from the USDA, Secretary Sonny Perdue says his agency accepted over 3.4 million acres into the General Conservation Reserve Program sign-up that recently wrapped up. It's the first general sign-up for enrollments since 4 years ago in 2016. County offices will begin to notify producers with the accepted acres no later than April 3rd, which I believe that is Friday of this week. Quote, the Conservation Reserve Program is one of our nation's largest conservation endeavors and is critical in helping producers better manage their operations while conserving valuable natural resources, Purdue says. Quote, the program celebrates its 35th anniversary this year, and we're quite pleased to see one of our largest sign-ups in many years. For the past 3.5 decades, the CRP has addressed multiple concerns while ensuring the most competitive offers are selected by protecting fragile and environmentally sensitive land, improving water quality, enhancing wildlife populations, providing pollinator forage habitat, sequestering carbon in soil, and enhancing soil productivity. 70% of the nation's land is privately owned, and America's farmers and ranchers have stepped up to the plate to provide the environment and natural resources through this program. Farmers and ranchers get annual rental payments for establishing long-term resource-conserving plant species, such as an approved grass or tree, to help control soil erosion, improve water quality, and enhance wildlife habitat on cropland. And USDA's Farm Service Agency county offices are open only by phone appointments only until further notice because of COVID-19. FSA staff are available to continue helping agricultural producers with program signups, loan servicing, and other important actions. Also, the FSA is relaxing the loan-making process and adding flexibilities for servicing direct and guaranteed loans to provide credit to producers in need. Program delivery staff will continue to come to the FSA office, but they'll only work with producers by phone and other online tools whenever possible. Quote, FSA programs and loans are critical to America's farmers and ranchers, and we want to continue our work with customers while taking precautionary measures to help prevent the spread of coronavirus, says FSA Administrator Richard Fordyce. Quote, we recognize that farmer loans are critical for annual operating and farm and family living expenses, as well as emergency needs and cash flow through times like this. FSA is working to find and use every option and flexibility to provide producers with credit options and other program benefits. And over this course, consumers are ordering more online goods and groceries during this COVID-19 pandemic. Grocery Dive is a web-based grocery industry publication that reports 31% of U.S. households have used online grocery services over the last month. Out of those surveyed, 26% of consumers report using grocery delivery and pickup services for the very first time, and 39% of 60 and older consumers say the same. The report is based on a survey of more than 1,600 U.S. adults. The pandemic may permanently alter consumer activity as buyers are seeking to avoid crowds at the grocery store to follow social distancing guidelines. However, current pickup and delivery infrastructure is not meeting those demands. Amazon Prime's pantry temporarily shut down, and many grocery stores offering the services are scheduling appointments days after the order, compared with the same day or next day options. Meanwhile, last week, several online producers, including DoorDash, announced they would waive delivery fees for shoppers 60 and older. And U.S. fuel ethanol producer and refiner Valero is shutting down two of its ethanol plants, one in Nebraska and the other in Iowa. They're also declaring a force majeure on shipments for dry distillers' grains from corn purchases, which means they won't be able to meet contracted demands because of the unforeseeable future conditions. The force majeure is because of a lack of storage availability for corn or ethanol as demand for fuel drops and storage remains limited due to excess supply. The coronavirus outbreak is causing Americans to drive considerably less than usual, so the low demand and excess supply are forcing Valero to close plants in Albion, Nebraska, and Albert City, Iowa. An independent Commodity Intelligence Service website article says the supply for fuel ethanol remains ample, while some producers are switching to industrial ethanol production as demand from that sector continues to climb. The state of the summer driving season is also uncertain, which is limiting fuel demand. The peak demand for fuel ethanol is during the summer. Fuel ethanol demand is also cut in half as the people who account for 45% of the overall demand are currently on stay-at-home orders in the U.S., with those order numbers continuing to climb. And while those stocks are still high, it looks like U.S. farmers will be upping the number of corn acres going into the ground during spring planting this year. The newest Farm Futures survey shows farmers will plant 96.4 million acres of corn during this upcoming planting season. That's the second highest number of intended acres after farmers put in a record 97.3 million acres of corn into the ground during what turned out to be a drought year in 2012. The Farm Futures numbers is more than 2 million acres higher than the most previous and recent USDA projections in February of 94 million acres. Farm Futures points out that a lot of things have changed between the two forecasts. The coronavirus pandemic has hit, which has upended the global economy, and the increased economic uncertainty, historically cheap input costs, as well as weaker soybean demand from China, all appear to have made corn the optimal choice among somewhat limited options for farmers in the Midwest. Farm Futures estimates that soybean plantings will total 82.7 million acres. That's almost 3 million less than the USDA's estimate of 85 million. That also came out in February. The survey estimates that farmers will plant 45.8 million acres of wheat, which is higher than the USDA's estimate of 45 million acres. And Farm Futures also estimates that farmers will plant 11.7 million acres of corn, of cotton rather, which is less than the USDA's estimate of 12.5 million. And in other news from here around the state, state parks and lakes continue to be closed to the public as Illinois officials continue to push social distancing to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. The Department of Natural Resources Conservation Police Sergeant John Williamson was quoted to say, "They are finding hunters and fishermen are, in some cases, still unaware of the decree from Governor Pritzker that lakes and parks are closed around the state." The Department of Natural Resources has seen also some isolated incidents of false information circulating on social media, posting as though it is coming from them, saying that 2020 hunting seasons this upcoming fall are canceled. That is not true. He indicates that the best place to find the latest and most accurate information from the IDNR is at their website, dnr.illinois.gov. And in local news from around the area, Doug Turnaugh, the manager of the United Producers Sale Barn in Shelbyville, has said that their feeder cattle special sale is still on for today, and their cow special will be held as well. That'll be held a week from today, next Tuesday, the 7th. They only request that at this time the stands at the auction be limited to bidders only. And again, their feeder cattle special at the Shelbyville Sale Barn for today will be held, as well as their cow special for next Tuesday, April 7th. That will also be held as well. And that wraps it up for this Tuesday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any ag news for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI, at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday morning, March 31st, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.